Hello and welcome to 1.21 gigawatts on BFF.fm. My name is Johan, and together with me in the studio is Fiona Miller, the mostest guest we've ever had, I think, like fourth time maybe.
The mostest.
Yeah.
I don't know how many.
I think you've done two shows and then you just kind of dropped in on one a couple of weeks ago. And this hopefully this is the fourth, I think.
Who knows?
What did we just listen to?
That was Moon Moods by Les Baxter from the album Music Out of the Moon, which is considered to be the best-selling theremin record of all time.
Do we? We should have looked up numbers, because I just assume that that's like 200 copies sold, something like that.
Yeah, I'm not. I am not sure.
You said that
I don't
have
the numbers on me.
But there was one buyer who stood out amongst them.
Yeah. So it would. Neil Armstrong brought a tape including tracks from that album on the Apollo 11 moon flight in 1969.
So I just want to think about this a little bit more. Do they have like a tape deck in the console of the moon lander, or was it more like a Walkman type situation, or what do you...
I'm not sure. I'm just imagining being in space listening to that music. That would be pretty great.
I'm just glad that NASA splurged on like a sound system for the moon landing. It's good, that good use of the budget, I think. Well, should we I figure we save some trivia for later on. Shall we jump into the next set?
Yeah, what's next?
Next up is a little bit of country, Blue Moon of Kentucky.
Keep on shining, shining on the one that's gone and proved untrue. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining, shining on the one that's gone and left me blue. It was on a moonlight night, the stars shining bright, and they whispered from on high, your love has said goodbye. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining, shine on the one that's gone and said goodbye.
Tomorrow never comes. This world
car. If tomorrow never comes and the sun don't ever shine, it won't matter with me. For when she went away, my world ended that day. So I don't care if tomorrow never comes. Mine wanders back to days that used to be. My broken heart cries out for you. Oh, if I can't have you here, I can't go on, my dear. So I don't care if tomorrow never comes. If tomorrow never comes and the sun never shine, it won't matter with me. For when she went away, my world ended that day. So I don't care if tomorrow never comes. It won't matter with me. For when she went away, my world ended that day. So I don't care if tomorrow never comes.
Sugar cane time, long around about June. I'll be walking with sugar, neath the old sugar moon. Gonna drop her a line, to expect me soon. Say I'm craving some sugar, neath the old sugar moon. I can see her right now, she get the calendar down. Scratch a circle around, the day we're altar bound. When it's sugar cane time, around about June, wedding bells will be chiming neath the old sugar moon.
Ah, Kelso.
Sugar moon shines long around about June. I'll be walking with sugar neath the old sugar moon. All the kisses I've missed, I'll be getting them soon. Sugar kisses from sugar neath the old sugar moon. I'm dreaming sweet dreams of all the loving I'll give. I get back to my bed, Lordy, how I'll pray till it's sugar cane time.
What you mean?
I'll be walking with sugar
on the other
side of the moon.
Keep this memory of you when silence proves that you've forgotten me. The dream I built for us has tumbled. Each promise broken like my heart. It's a sin, my darling, how I love you. So much in love and yet so far apart. I know that it's a sin.
So that was It's a Sin by Eddie Arnold. That track was actually a number one for 5 weeks, the country and western charts. And then just before that was Sugar Moon by Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys.
All good stuff. And my two songs were Hank Williams, I Don't Care If Tomorrow Never Comes. In the year 1947 that we're in, we forgot about that, Hank was only 24. Whenever I hear that song, I just assume it's like a, you know, man in his 60s, kind of with a leathery skin. Hank Williams unfortunately died just 2 years later. A couple years later. From basically drank himself to death, I think. So as you do when you're a country artist. Before that, Blue Moon of Kentucky, Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys, all in the year 1947. This is the quiz section of the show. So I have a little bit of trivia from 47. Let's see here. India became independent from the United Kingdom. What else we have? Women apparently could become I don't know what full membership of Cambridge means, but they could for the first time become full members. I just assume that means they can take any classes, maybe. Also two members of the royal family got married in that year. Who could it be?
I don't know. Why don't you share?
the Queen and Prince Philip. So there you have it. Oh, and one piece of trivia that I found interesting is the Edinburgh Festival started in 47. I assume that's the Fringe Festival. That's what they mean by that.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
It's been around for quite a while then. And this is this fact is mostly to make me happy. The International Organization of Standardization was founded in 47. That pleases me on a very deep, deep level. Enough about that. So we're going to do a bit of blues next. Blues-ish, jazzy, up-tempo jazz, blues stuff. This is Didn't It Rain?
Tell me, didn't it rain, or rain, or rain, children? Rain on my door. Didn't it, yes, didn't it? You know it did, didn't it? Oh, my door. Was no land, nowhere in sight. God's in a rain.
said it rain. You know it rain. Oh, it rain. Rain too long. Night rain. Rain all day. Rain all night. Rain, rain. Night rain. It rain. Rain, rain, rain.
Well, now you know I went to a gypsy woman to have my fortune told. Say you better go back home, son, and peep through your keyhole. You know the gypsy woman told me that you your mother's bad luck child. Well, you're having a good time now, but that'll be trouble after a while.
That was Memphis Minnie in 3x7 Blues. According to sources, Memphis Minnie was a pretty tough lady who wouldn't take any foolishness from anyone. And She also chewed tobacco all of the time. So she would carry it, have a cup with her to spit it out into.
I mean, that's a pretty nice way to enter a bar. You just bring your own cup and start spitting in. I think that more people should do that. Before that, we had Muddy Waters, Gypsy Woman, recorded on what was then called Aristocrat Records by a certain Leonard and Phil Chess. This is, of course, later renamed into Chess Records. Before that, we had Lead Belly with Good Morning Blues. I have to admit that this is one of those songs that I wasn't 100% able to pin down the year, so I figured 47 seems like as good a pick as any. It's in that range somewhere, late 40s. Before that, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, also known as Rosetta Nubin. That's apparently her Christian name. The song is called Didn't It Rain? She's also an interesting lady. Lots of great songs came out of her.
Yeah, and I read that Johnny Cash said that she was his favorite singer when he was a child. Yeah, so
that's good praise.
It's pretty good, yeah.
I just read a little bit of trivia here again. I'm gonna stop soon with the trivia, but in Saab apparently released their first car in 47.
Oh my
God. I was very very pleased with that. And we as humans broke the sound barrier. Chuck Yeager flew a Bell X-1 rocket plane.
Oh.
I think that's the one where they lifted it up on a normal plane and then just released it as you would a rocket, basically. What a human was strapped into it. Good times. I'm sure that was a fun ride for a little while. You pick the next one. Which song do we have coming up?
So next up is Sarah Vaughan, I Cry For You. And I just wanted to give her nickname is Sassy. And I have a quote from Frank Sinatra who said, "Sassy is so good now that when I listen to her, I want to cut my wrists with a dull razor."
All right, here's Sassy.
It's your turn to cry over me. Every road has a turning. That's one thing you're learning. I cried for you. What a fool I used to be. Arms a little bit true. Well, I cried for you. Now it's your turn to cry over me. I cried for you. Now it's your turn to cry over me. The gentleman is a dope,
a man of many faults, a clumsy Joe who wouldn't know rumba from a waltz. The gentleman is a dope and not my cup of tea. Why do I get in a dither? He doesn't belong to me. The gentleman isn't bright, he doesn't know the score. A cake will come, he'll take a crumb and never ask for more. The gentleman's eyes are blue, but little do they see. Why am I beating my brains out? He doesn't belong to me. He's somebody else's problem. She's welcome to the guy. He isn't very smart, he's just a lug you'd like to hug and hold against your heart. The gentleman doesn't know how happy he could be, but look at me crying my eyes out as if he belonged to me. The gentleman doesn't know how happy he could be. Look at me crying my eyes out as if he belonged to me.
Some blues from now on, that's all you'll be able to use. Do you hear me, Daddy? Oh, I'm gonna teach you some blues. However you wanted it, I sang your song. Whenever you wanted me, I tagged along. But that lipstick on your shirt isn't mine. I'm getting off, it's the end of the line. Do you hear me, Daddy? Oh, I'm gonna teach you some blues. You told me that a woman was your religion, but I didn't hear you mention that you met them all. So you can just consider you're a dead pigeon, cause I gotta be the only filly in the stall. A lot of fish are waiting round who want a nibble, and your baby's got a line that they can overload. So Daddy, oh, I'm hardly in the mood to quibble, and you'll make me very happy if you'll hit the road. You gave me the runaround, and that was wrong. You wanted to run around, so run along. If we never meet again, it's too soon. I'll make a bet you'll be changing your tune. Do you hear me, Daddy? Oh, I'm gonna teach you some blues. We'll be right back. that's too soon. I'll make a bet you'll be changing your tune. Do you hear me, Daddy? Oh, I'm gonna teach you some blues. I'm gonna teach you some blues.
Chibaba. Chibaba.
Many years ago in old Sorrento, a certain ditty was quite a thing. When a mother rocked her baby in Sorrento, this little ditty she used to sing. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, in Jalawa, kukula goomba. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, my bambino, go to sleep. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, in Jalawa, kukula goomba. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, my bambino, go to sleep. All the stars are in the skies, ready to say goodnight. Can't you see your dolly's sleepy too? Close your drowsy little eyes, Mama will hold you tight while she sings a lullaby to you. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, in Jalawa, kukula goomba. Chibaba, chibaba, chihuahua, my bambino, go to sleep.
Was Chibaba by Peggy Lee. It's a song that's supposed to sound like a lullaby with Italian nonsense lyrics. And before that was
Dina Shore.
Memory is going.
Dina Shore.
What was that?
Huh?
Oh, that was Dina Shore. Yes.
Daddy-O was the song.
Yes, that was it. And then prior to that was Joe Stafford, The Gentleman is a Dope, and then Sarah Vaughan, as I mentioned earlier.
Yep, it's a good song. All good songs, really, except for the, I'm not sure about the Chihuahua song. That was a bit weird.
You're not going to listen to that before you go to bed?
I don't know. I don't think my Italian is good enough to need that to go to sleep with. Anyway, I was going to mention one final, hopefully final trivia, that the Marshall Plan was put in place in 47, which basically saved Europe, I guess, from horribleness. This is when the US pumped in tons of money into the ruined parts of Europe, and in particular, I think Germany recovered very quickly instead of starting another world war. So there you have it. That's the history lesson for today. I think we have a time for a couple more songs. This is A Sunday Kind of Love.
Voilà le portrait sans retouche de l'homme auquel j'appartiens. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est lui pour moi, moi pour lui dans la vie. Il me l'a dit, l'a juré pour la vie. Et dès que je l'aperçois, alors je sens dans des nuits d'amour à plus finir, un grand bonheur qui prend sa place, des ennuis, des chagrins s'effacent, heureux, heureux, sans mourir. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et c'est somme fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est toi pour moi, moi pour toi dans la vie. Tu me l'as dit, pas juré pour la vie. Et dès que je t'aperçois, alors je sens dans moi mon cœur qui
time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you. So lucky to be the one you run to see. When the day is through, I only know what I know. The passing years will show. You've kept my love so young, so new. My love so young, so new. And time after time, you'll hear me say that I'm so lucky to be loved.
Time After Time, Margaret Whiting. The song was written in 46 and then recorded by a bunch of people the year after in 47, one of them being Margaret. Before that, La Vie en Rose. I don't know, my French isn't very good.
Sounds
Edith,
good.
Edith P- two non-French speakers guessing. Edith Piaf. Oh, a song that's, I think, in the US in 1950 was recorded by 7 different people. So it took a couple of years before it came over here. But then everyone just ran to the studio at the same time for some reason. Before that, Sunday Kind of Love, Claude Thornhill, Fran Warren is listed as the people recording this song. Let's see, we have a couple more minutes. I'm going to play some jazz. I think we might have time to say goodbye at the end, but if we don't, thanks for coming on. And otherwise, you get thanked twice. This is
thanks for having me.
Louis Armstrong.
You know what it means to miss New Orleans and miss it each night and day. I know I'm not wrong, the feeling's getting stronger the longer I stay away. Miss the moss-covered vines, the tall sugar pines, where mockingbirds used to sing. And I'd like to see the lazy Mississippi a-hurrying in to spring. Oh, the Mardi Gras, the memories of Creole tunes that fill the air. I dream of old yonders in June, and soon I'm wishing that I were there. Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans when that's where you left your heart? There's something more, I miss the one I care for more than I miss New Orleans.
Thank you.
Around Midnight, Thelonious Monk, from 1947. I think we also played this in a Miles Davis version from a little bit later. Before that, Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans by Louis Armstrong. This was from a movie called New Orleans from 47 as well. And thank you again for coming. And we'll see you here shortly.
Thanks.
Good night.